Next to your home, your vehicle is where you'll spend a good amount of your life. So make the ride exhilarating. Introducing the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. The all-new QX60 features ample cargo space, available massaging front seats, and a panoramic moonroof. It's as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Visit InfinityUSA.com to check out the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
Get ready. It's one of America's most important, influential, and respected voices on cultural and political issues. An apologist, Christian political advocate, and author. Here is the founder and chairman of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes.
Hello and welcome to Christian Perspective. It's Chris Hughes, my co-host today, Connie Albers, and it is Family Friday. So much is going on in the world today. Connie, I have not had the chance to talk to you as much lately, and so much is going on in your life and exciting with grandbabies and moves. And I was thinking about you this past week because I think, what have you had, like 4 or 5 moves with family members in the last few months?
Yes. If anybody says they're moving, we're going to tell them get a moving company.
Well, I wanted to hire you because we've been moving. My daughter Holman is moving to Charleston this week and getting ready to start medical school. And it won't be long before I have to get Christian moved to college. And so you and I were talking recently about kids going back to school and college. So I thought today since you had a great idea. So let's talk about that's something parents are facing right now is, you know, we got to get ready for school again. And we're still kind of in a funk over COVID. You know, it's still kind of lingering out there. And is it back or not back? And some places have talked about masks and all that again. So we got to get ready to kind of get back in swing and get life going back to normal and getting our kids back to college. So Connie, there's nobody that knows more about kids and families than you. You're such a blessing in my life. And like every week when we talk, I've got my pen out, my pad. I'm ready to take notes. And what can we do as parents and grandparents to get our kids ready to go back to school?
Wow. You know, this is going to sound interesting, but it just kind of came to my mind. We need to be praying for our kids. We need to be praying the armor of God over our kids. We need to be praying for their safety and protection. That's on the spiritual level. But more practically, Chris, we can't allow ourselves to get so busy with work or whatever projects we have going on that we don't have time to listen to what's going on with them. And, you know, listening when they start coming home, paying attention to, you know, what they say or their attitudes and actions, and then preparing them as they go back. It's different. This year is much different than it was last year. And it's different because our culture has pushed forward some agendas that a lot of Americans, I would say the silent majority, they're not in favor of. It's not that they don't want other parents. You can teach your children what you want, but you know, there's just this divisiveness in our country. But Chris, it's in our classrooms now. And you know, you used to be able to, you know, we're also in the primary season for the midterm elections. And you know, kids used to be able to have mock conversations, and everything is tenuous. Everything is like walking on eggshells. But for a kid, especially an elementary age child, they don't understand that. They don't know when they're supposed to speak and when they're not supposed to speak, or, you know, if who the new bully for this year in the classroom is going to be, or what their teacher going to be like when, you know, they don't agree with what their teacher has to say. So those are some of the things, Chris, that as parents, grandparents, whether you have middle school, elementary, high school, college kids, we need to be having a lot of conversations with our kids.
Yeah, it's scary thinking about what our kids are going through today. And I was watching on the news just yesterday about how, you know, used to the focus. And I'm not saying this is the same for all teachers, because, you know, there's certainly a lot of great Christian teachers out there who see the school as their mission field. So, you know, please don't misinterpret anything we're saying today as an attack against you. But the teachers' unions have really taken a bigger role in what's going on in schools today. And the federal government, I think, has injected itself more in the local school boards and local classrooms than ever before. So there's a lot of crazy stuff that's being taught out there. Connie, as we're preparing our kids to go to school, and hopefully we're having devotions with our kids at home, and they're going to church, and we're giving them a biblical background, but they're going to hear things, I think, this year more than ever before, as you're saying, that they maybe have not ever heard in school before. So how do we prepare our kids to be respectful? I don't know if respectfully disagree or whatever, but, so when teachers are teaching things that go against our biblical values and principles, how do we get our kids ready for what they're going to hear, particularly in the area? I mean, the transgender thing, is growing in classrooms, and the sexuality stuff that's being taught in lower grades more than ever before. It's a fine line in trying to get our kids, I think, to understand, you're going to be tested on this stuff. You've got to learn it. But how do you understand it might be against God's word? And then how do we interact with our teachers respectfully? I remember when I was back in the Stone Ages, Connie, a long time ago, I was shocked at the things in 10th grade that we were taught in biology. And today those things literally are being taught to kindergartners and first graders. But I didn't always, and I'm not proud of this, I was confrontational with some of my teachers, because that's not what the Bible says. I literally carried a Bible. I was a Bible thumper about that, and arguing with my teacher. But today teachers may not, if they're not Christians, have that foundation. So how do we teach our kids to respectfully disagree?
Well, that's the hard part. Is there used to be an understanding that we can agree to disagree, and we were respected for that. If we have college age children, I remember my daughter wrote her freshman 101 course. She wrote a whole essay on, it was the end of her year essay on why she was homeschooled, and how glad she was that she was homeschooled. And we didn't know how that was going to fly with her professor, because she was not for it. But she said, it's part of who I am, and I'm just going to share a side that maybe has never been shared before. Well, we prayed about it. We talked about it. We looked for some hot button words that we wanted to replace with